Il y a quoi dans cette radio, Melting Pot? Un Melting Pot. Eh ben salut tout le monde, je suis avec Annie de Marseille, alors des Melting Pot, on est en direct à Saint-Médel-Château, là on est dans le réseau maintenance, alors maintenance on s'occupe de tout un petit peu, personne ne le sait mais on est là quand même, donc les matériaux, les outils, c'est ici que ça se passe, avec les Melting Pot qui sont venus nous accompagner ce soir à Saint-Médel-Château dans la Loire, 42, on vous dit bonjour à tout le monde, vive Marseille, enfin bonjour Marseille, mais allez les Verts quand même, mais bonjour Marseille quand même, mais allez les Verts quand même. Ah bah oui, Saint-Étienne.
Je le crois pas.
Saint-Étienne, à côté de Saint-Médel-Château.
Forgive me, but did Ed press his trousers even then?
Yeah, he's so fucking anal and so German. Ed neatly pressed trousers.
Look at that. Yeah, he pressed his jeans. Sorry, Ed.
Well, actually, if you go back to the front of that, it's really spastic. My hands aren't that big.
They are.
But, I mean, it's like balloon hands.
It's just your cock's very small.
Exactly.
No, look at this. You are the best dressed one now, though. So you got my name on there?
When you want, if you want.
John D, it really is not a big deal. Oh, look, here's a pen and everything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Blue skies on my horizon.
Sing me a song. During the time. Sing me a song.
You can drive a Mini Cooper or a Cadillac, but how's it go?
You can sing in a deep voice, but I'm not black.
Coming back. I've got no time. I've got no time. I've got no time for messing around. So come on now. Something like that.
Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, you the dog on phone. Stranded, that's a living amount. That's stranded.
Guten Tag, bonjour. Welcome to Melting Pod. Today, July 12th, we have a special guest on this show, The Sands. Maybe we recognize their song at the beginning of the show. I recorded their music live in a concert last Saturday night in a festival, Oulala, in La Loire, in the heartland of France, like said Chris Bailey. I give you in this show an interview with the band and some song I record live in the concert. It was my first open-air concert recording. It was not easy with my mini disc because, like you can imagine, I walk the whole night around giant loudspeaker and it was hard. But it was a lot of fun. I hope you like it.
So, who is this? Deeper Diva.
From Paris.
Okay.
Yes, we began.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. Bonjour, Chris.
Bonjour, Annie.
I'm happy to have you a second time on my Melting Pot podcast.
Okay. Good to be here.
After 3 months, I think, we saw each other in Marseille.
Correct.
After a good concert.
It was good noise.
Yes.
Yes.
It was a funny conversation after the gig.
Well, after shows one has funny conversations.
I will try to do a serious interview today.
Okay.
You are ready for a serious interview?
Yes.
Yes? Yes. First, where are we here? Explain me a little.
Well, we're backstage at a lovely little festival in Saint-Bonnet-le-Château.
Yes.
Which is very close to Saint-Étienne or Lyon. I suppose we're close to Lyon, it's the biggest town near here.
May you explain to me it was nowhere from France?
No, I said it's in the heartland of France.
Yes, but it's nice.
It's gorgeous, it's absolutely beautiful.
And what happened in your life since Marseille this last 3 months?
I've been on the road, we've done lots of shows, we've been to America. And
it was nice, a concert in New York.
Yeah, it was really good. Oh, yes.
Funny audience?
It was entertaining. But it was very good. We went there, it was for a charity. And that always makes you feel good. Okay. And since that, we've played in England, and I've been hanging around with pop stars and the usual stuff that one does. Full stop.
And I read you record an album. No? It's not finished?
Well, we have two albums. One new album's coming out. I'm writing an album. And that will be out next year.
Yes. But Bone Box?
Bone Box will be released at the end of August. That's done. It's finished.
Yes. And what is this album?
Ask him. What is Bone Box? Yeah, what is it? Thank you.
I have difficulty to listen to you.
So. Okay. Bone Box is a record with all sorts of lovely songs written by Christopher Bailey performed on mostly acoustic instruments and therefore sort of slightly gentler than our other loud rock material. And the group we are then is called the General Dog.
Why the General Dog?
That's because there's a general in 1864, I think, in the American Revolution. He was called... he wasn't called Dog, but they called him the General Dog because he was mad like a dog. And so is this project. So.
And, I said it better myself.
And Bone Box is because it's the
bone
of the dog, for the dog.
Woof, woof.
Woof, woof.
But it's with acoustic guitar.
Acoustic guitars and quiet electric guitars. Synthesizers, all the stuff we don't usually do when we are the saints. So it's like when a saint goes on holiday, he would go to hell to have some hot times. So that's what it is. It's us going to hell and enjoying ourselves.
A saint's day out on the beach. That's what it is.
May You know that the last time I have a big surprise on the concert in Marseille. I don't understand why you play punk rock and then quiet song and then punk rock and since it's gone.
Serious. We don't play punk rock.
We're grown ups.
I call that rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Okay. And but so rock and roll is loud stuff, soft stuff, big stuff,
yes,
small stuff.
Yes. For me, punk rock, in my world, is a good. No, I see a rock and roll with energy, like that.
You could call it that, yeah.
Yes.
But let's not call it punk rock.
Yes. Okay.
Because you'd have to be really young.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to really understand what the word means.
It has to be 1976, I think.
Which is a long time ago.
I was one.
Well, I listen to punk band always now in Marseille. They are young. They are 16, 17 years old.
And that you can call that punk rock. And that's good. I think that's a good thing.
There's a lot of parents in the venue. To support their children.
And I think that's quite cool.
Well, my question was...
Because, you know, noise... rock and roll hasn't changed much in the past 40 or 50 years. In the decade of the 1950s, it wasn't called punk rock. It was called rock and roll. And each generation gets a different name for the same thing, which is just people that quite enjoy the beat, the rhythm... And as you know, I'm a songwriter by trade, but I just love noisy music. I'm sorry. And in fact, in half an hour, we're going to make lots of noise. And that's going to make much more sense to me than talking on a podcast about it. It just makes more sense.
Yes, sure. But I play your music in my podcast too.
Yes, I know.
The talk is only an illustration of the music. The most part of my podcast is music.
Yes.
You must not worry. But I want to...
Oh, no, I don't worry.
But since Marseille, I listen to a lot of your album now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a specialist and fan of the Sense now.
Well, we thank you for that.
Yes, and I have some question about your song.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised of the title of a lot of songs like the Marquis of Queensberry, the Queen of the Hour, the Temple of the Lord.
You know, the Marquis of Queensberry was the father of Oscar Wilde's Gay Lover.
Yes.
He was also the guy who invented the rules of boxing. That is the Marquis of Queensberry. And as you know, Oscar Wilde was sent to prison for having a gay lover, etc. And that was the guy that actually sued Oscar Wilde for shagging his son. And that's what that song is about. It's about gay love that should... If I had to quote Oscar, it's the love that dare not speak its name. So that's the Marquis of Queensberry. He was the cunt, true story, that sent Oscar Wilde to prison. And, you know, you have boxing in France.
Yes.
I don't know the word for boxing in
box.
French. Box. Well, he invented the rules of boxing as well.
And the boxer?
He was a pugilist. Nasty piece of fucking work. And that's why I wrote that song. And if you think of the chorus, which is, "Let's all have a beautiful day," which is what Oscar Wilde obviously wanted to have with this stupid prat.
And the Queen of the Hour?
That's a bitchy song about my ex-wife.
But I have...
Did you know about the Marquis of Queensberry?
Pardon?
You're the Marquis of Queensberry. The guy who invented the rules of boxing.
Yes, 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 yes.
He was also the father of Oscar Wilde's lover, who actually was responsible for bringing Oscar to court.
Really?
Yeah. And he got Oscar sent to jail.
And hence the Ballad of Reading Jail. Because
voilà.
In fact, if you need any Oscar correct. Wilde quotes, I have a book and I have them all.
Let's have some wife quotes from Oscar.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the son of the Marquis of Queensberry was Oscar's lover.
Yes. Yes. I know, that's so bloody...
It's
so sick.
English fucking middle class, isn't it?
Yeah.
And like
what aristocracy?
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's above the middle class. It's aristocracy.
Yeah, yeah, it's above middle. It's worse than middle class. It's fucking Aristotle.
We're a bit down on the middle class at the
Aristotle
moment as a collective.
I'll tell you what, the vocals sound clear as a bell out there.
But soon I'll do some deep breathing.
Yeah.
But what? Actually, should I say ooh la la or just not?
No, forget it.
Thank you.
That's so.
Ooh la
we. Ooh are we. Ooh are we.
Ooh are we.
Can you come in with the backing vocal there? It's great to be here. We love you, Canadians. Who are we? We're preparing for the show. Sorry, if we get a bit silly, it's just because we're thinking we're on stage soon.
Are you saying we can finish the interview after the show?
No, I'm just saying we can finish the interview now, if you like.
Yes.
Though you have lots of questions. But we're just being a bit silly because we're going on stage soon. And usually before you go on stage, we hug each other. Get really close.
Yes.
And say
everybody at his little
quiet moments. Voila.
No, I want.
See, they're doing it now. I'm jealous because I'm not over there.
Wow.
This is what I need to hear.
Nice. I was just saying there aren't enough gay men in the audience for your particular.
So we're going to have to try hard.
Yeah. We're going to have to try hard.
Right.
I want to know.
Okay. Otherwise,
why? Because you know, I can understand the song in English when I can read the lyrics, and there are a lot of songs you don't write the lyrics, and I want to do short.
We're going to put lyrics. We're repackaging the last record.
Yes.
And we're going to put lyrics, because that's a very good point. Mm. It's a bit silly if you write in English and you sell records in countries where English isn't the language. Mm-hmm. You should have the lyrics.
And do they come from you?
How are you feeling?
Mm. What is the meaning? What is the theme of the song?
It's about emotion. It's about being connected to someone and focusing your whole life on another person. Pete, for example. When I'm lying in my bed sometimes, I hear voices in my head and I think it's you. So do they come from you is the message.
It's me saying, Chris, get up. Go to work.
And so if the text is very simple. Do they come from you? These images in my head.
I hope not.
Yeah, me as well, actually. Because it's usually the devil I talk to when I'm asleep.
And another question. I have the feeling when you write sometimes love songs, there are sad songs. I don't read the lyrics too, but
We have a difficult affair. But we're getting there.
I think love songs are always sexual, Nespa.
Sad.
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 I thought you said sexual, sorry.
Sexual, I don't think, no.
Well, I mean, a lot of my songs are, in fact, sexual, and they're very sad, because they're all about you. And our bits just don't fit. Damn. But we keep trying, and it's good. I think it's good. You are my muse, Mon Pierre, my stone upon which I built my church.
Where?
And there were several puns there, which I hope you got all of.
Well, I can't keep up with your puns, Chris.
Well, you are my Pierre.
I am
the stone upon which I build my church.
We're not, next question?
Yes, I want to ask you a very important thing. You know, on my podcast,
mm-hmm.
I wrote to you many times, can I play this song on my podcast?
Yes, you can.
You say you can.
Yes.
But I can play every song?
Yes, because it's not for profit. So yes, of course you can.
I can play every song I want.
Well, I mean, companies might sue you and you might end up in jail. But I'm a believer that
If you do something for non-profit,
yes,
please, but feel free.
Can we turn the tables here and ask you a question? What's your favourite Saints song? Chris Bailey Saints song.
My problem, I wrote.
There are too many.
Yes.
Look. You wrote them down. You are prepared, aren't you?
They come from you, the Marquis of Quenbury, the Hour, Waiting for God, Temple of Lord.
You like Waiting for God, yeah?
Thank you. Thank you.
Nice in Venice.
Thank you. Great. Well, that's good.
Monsieur?
All is good?
Yeah. All is very good.
Okay. All is well.
See you later.
Yeah, man.
Arigato.
Thank you for looking, looking after us.
Yes.
For taking care.
Apparemment, j'ai pas de concert. Ouais. Pas de problème.
And you think I can because of the...
Yes, you can.
The story was with the label. The label have a right to forbid...
Stop you, yes.
Yes? When you can say yes and the label say no?
Then I can say yes. Yes, I can. But the whole thing is, if it's not for profit,
yes,
then I encourage that.
Yes.
Because much as I hate the internet, I think it's good because it exchanges ideas. And we own the intellectual property in the songs. And you'll only get into trouble if you find some corporation that wants to stop the spread of intellectual property, and I don't have a problem with that. I think it's fine.
No, but
and so you have a message from me that's saying it's fine. So, yes, in fact it is. And if you're going to get sued, then they'll have to sue me or him. And you don't have a problem with that, do you?
Also, Cash...
No, I want that you know really what was a podcast. But the podcast,
brothers,
I told you it's an MP3 file.
Yeah, which sound like crap. Crap-ish.
No, but, but it gave an idea for the people to buy the CDs.
So absolutely. The, and I think that's fine.
Yes. Okay.
And that's why I don't have a problem.
Yes. Yeah, now we can finish. I want.
Oh, shit. I'm bleeding.
No, sir, a little bleached. No, it's nothing. It's really minuscule. Teeny.
Oh, sorry. I'm such a girl.
Now, Chris...
Akela, let's see.
For the hand, I finished.
Okay. That's good. So,
I should go do that now.
Should we actually all be stage? Or is
no.
It...
No. We've got 3/4 of an hour, but I should go and sort the drums out.
Is the guy...
They played for 15 more minutes.
Okay, so the guy inside of stage, is he just there in case of changing strings? Or... So
there's a man, yeah. The guitar was staying.
Okay.
Just on the right.
Uh-huh.
If you have some problem, change the string guitar, it's here. But it's difficult to find another guitar.
Right. So in the horrible instance, in case I do break a string, that guy's probably going to be faster than me at changing it. So we'll do something drum and bass.
And it happened what I fear. We were too near from the concert. Half an hour before playing on stage, there are always a lot of things to resolve, and they forgot the interview. I preferred earlier, but it was not possible. I didn't stop the recording because the music was good, playing by Deportivo from Paris.
It's just a drum.
A swan.
A swan.
Yeah.
Thing.
In E.
No, it's a B, I think.
Okay.
No, it's an A, actually. So it's that kind of Dawsy riff.
Yeah, but if I do it now, then I don't have to worry about it later.
Okay,
I'll just do the drums now.
Okay, and we'll kiss... Let's just talk about panic stuff.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. Just so we can just like swap
I mean, rather than wrecking the show.
Yeah.
Just to keep it moving.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I could recite poetry, but
no. That's doof, doof. Yeah.
The funny side of this story. What side I had at that moment. The feeling to be like integrated at their little family. It was pleasant to share this close moment before the concert of the Saints. I hope you will appreciate it too.
Yeah. I can't be not calm, I think, after last night. I have to be calm.
And so if things seem like they're really slow, I think that'll be okay.
Yeah, but we shouldn't be too. Actually, I thought about this. We shouldn't be too slow on some songs. There should be some peppy energy here and there as well.
Well, I'll try and manufacture that too.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, we're the Canadian Saints. You
we're
know.
Canadian and 18 years old.
Exactly.
Yeah. Canadian.
I want to let you know your. Time to prepare for your concert. I don't try to cut up. I want only one thing.
And what's that?
Yes. The last thing is I want you say something with your name, my name, Melting Pot, and Marseille.
Well, hello. This is Chris, and I'm talking to Annie in the heartland of France. And believe it or not, I'm listening to Melting Pot. And I think all of you should do that as well, because it's a fabulous show.
Just make it up as we go along.
Yeah.
Yes, this is my life. And now for the intellectuals amongst you, we'd like to play a lovely song written by Peter this afternoon on a mule. It's called Waiting for Godot.
I said, I moved the whole concert looking after the best place to record. It was not easy because I have not idea of the sound I recorded. But sometimes the sound is very good, but unfortunately I have not the same quality on the whole song. I want to play Waiting for God because it's one of my favorite songs of the Saints. I will give you an extract more for the fans.
Thank you.
Clinton. And on the trombone.
Then I had the luck to record a whole song with a good sound, I found. The last song of the concert, a special version of Save Me, with Chris Bailey asking the audience to do a gay dance. It was very funny.
Just eat meat.
travels on through this naked street. Come on down, get it up, but don't get it up, it pick. He told me that I love the truth. Now I know I don't believe you.
Bravo, it was really a great performance and a good noise, Chris. Thank you for this concert. I must add, there were only three on stage because the lead guitarist, Marty, had not the possibility to do the concert with them. And we had Chris on stage with Casper on the bass and Peter on the drum. It was really a great pleasure to see how they were together, the three, into the music. I took some pictures. You can find them on my website, www.meltingpod.com. And I think I will do a second show about this festival because I have a lot of stuff, an interview with a Spanish band and some song of the sense for the fans who are waiting more. And now I will close this show with some last noisy recording after the show with the Saints. I say you goodbye, tschüss, à la prochaine fois, and stay connected with Melting Pod.
It's really trashy. It's trailer trash. And
why trashy?
Oh, no, turn that off. No, that's No.
Yes.
I have a good friend of the Saints here. Her name is Annie, and I'm going to record an interview with her. Annie, what's your favourite colour?
Colours?
Colour.
Blue.
Blue. You like blue?
Yes.
What's your favourite animal? What's your favourite animal?
I feel a joke at the end.
I'm not joking, I'm serious.
Yes, serious.
You have the microphone.
Lion.
Lion?
Yes.
C'est bon. My favourite animal is a lioness. But that's awesome. And who's your favourite band?
The Saints.
No. And who's your... What instrument would you most like to play?
I like to sing.
No, drums. Annie meant to say drums there, but she forgot.
Drums.
Okay, that's enough. Anyway, hi, this is Ivor from the Saints, and you're listening to Melting Pots with Annie from Marseille.
Two takes. Damn, bloody hell. All right. Hello, this is Mel from the Saints. You're listening to Melting Pot with Annie from Marseille.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.